Generic Live Show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks so much for joining us here on a Sunday on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. We're starting up a little bit earlier. It's 7 minutes to 9 o'clock here on a Sunday. I want to bring you up to date on a live breaking story out of the GLS HQ this evening. We've had yet another mass shooting out of the U.S. This time, Florida Pulse Gay Nightclub is the target in Orlando. I want to bring you some live updates here on what has happened. At least 20 gunshots as the incident unfolded. The heart of this of Orlando has been closed down due to the incident. The chief of the police will be coming off at about 7 o'clock Eastern, which is in about six and a half minutes time, but we want to bring you this story before the broadcast because we've been following this story for some time here at HQ, and I was given the all clear to get started this morning, slash evening a little bit earlier on, so we thought we'd get into it here. A witness told TV reporter Stuart Moore that his friend was still inside the building. This is some live updates. There are several victims in ambulances in a local hospital. It has been deemed a crisis situation by the state. The Orlando police can confirm that the shooter inside the club is dead. But details were no longer available. Police Chief John Minna is expected to provide an update to the media at 7 a.m. And we'll try and see if our connections hook up. We've been trying to connect all day. But more than 20 shots were heard. Many rounds were fired. People, of course, tried to escape the club, but the entrance and exit to the club were blocked off. There's videos, there's all sorts of witness accounts. We want to see if we can try and bring you a little bit of a clip here before we continue with this story.
Being shot. We don't know
when you go into our clubs, it's you love, you live, you, it's no hate, it's no drama, it's no nothing. It's for somebody to come up in the club and do that, they had to have something wrong. Something's wrong, and they did not cope or whatever, so they wanted to take it out on somebody else. And sadly to say, they took it out on my friends. I don't know. I came here. I went to one hospital, so they sent us to this hospital. I don't even know who survived and who's critical and who...
We've got, sorry to interrupt the it's live much. Broadcast, we've got...
It's just hard to grasp. It sounds like it still doesn't seem like it's real.
By the sound of it, it's a friend it's of not, the owner of the real. Pulse like, nightclub, the scene
up.
Of the injury. We
I want
go
to wake
back
up, these are my
to the
friends.
Live broadcast.
This is my family. I, just like me and you, I would come and have a glass of wine with you. I would just come and have a drink with you and chill, like...
What they were doing last night before this
game. Yeah, I was inside, so...
Somebody was not... Whoever was not having a glass of wine.
So the big question is why?
Why? what the hell? I'm sorry to say that, but why? We just have fun.
All right, we're going to turn down the broadcast here and continue to follow this story here. We'll bring, of course, the live police address. The details are very vague on this shooting so far. We are keeping an eye on it here at GLS HQ this evening. Welcome to the broadcast this evening. We are starting up a little bit earlier than normal. With permission, of course, we've had to wrangle our way on a few minutes earlier to bring you this story and try and bring you the coverage of the state police. What seems there is a friend of the owner of Pulse Nightclub, a gay nightclub in downtown Orlando. She's basically dumbfounded, as a lot of people are at this scene. Police authorities, the chief of police is expected to state to the media at 7 o'clock here in about 2 minutes. We've got an eyewitness video here, audio of the video here, accounting what actually happened in the few minutes inside that nightclub. At about 2 o'clock Eastern, so that would have been about 4 hours ago, but it would have felt like an eternity. Here is this eyewitness account.
Yeah, I was inside, so at around 2 a.m., someone started shooting. People just dropped on the floor. I guess the shooter was shooting at the ceiling because you could feel like the glass from the lamps falling, and there was a brief pause from the shooting, and some of us just got up and ran out the back. We tried to break down a fence that they have, and we just ran out. After that, I don't know anything more about what happened.
Was there any indication what these people were after? I mean, were they shouting anything as they came into the club?
No. We just heard shots. Non-stop firing for, I guess it was less than a minute. It just felt longer.
That is eyewitness account by Ricardo Negron for Sky News covering that eyewitness account. Huge thank you to Wesh 2 on what would be NBC affiliate in Orlando for bringing us the live coverage, Sky News there. We are waiting police to bring us more details on this mass shooting. We'll try and go back to the live broadcast now and see if the state police is bringing us more information. I do acknowledge that the details are very vague at this point, but it's yet another mass shooting, and it's now going to ridiculous levels. So we'll cross live now to Florida.
Side wounded that they don't know what's happened to them. They are being allowed inside to get information, so we'll send it back to you in the studio.
All right, Bob, thank you. Many of you waking up this morning on a Sunday morning, we want to get you caught up to date on all of the details from overnight. A mass casualty situation in downtown Orlando. You're taking a live look over Pulse Nightclub. This is on the corner of Orange and Cayley Avenue. There has been a mass shooting in this area, and what we can tell you is that police are in that, still surrounding the nightclub. That is an active scene, as well as police surrounding that location at ORMC, just about a quarter mile away from where Bob Keeling was standing outside talking to that witness when the shots were fired close to about 5 hours ago now.
And any second now, we are expecting to hear from law enforcement, Orlando police, the sheriff's deputies, as well as the FBI. You're taking a live look at that area right now where they are staging that press conference. We don't see anybody ready to step up to that podium just yet, but we are expecting to get some answers.
Yeah, there is no one currently on the podium. We will continue here. We'll press on and we will
bring you some more details here. Yes, if you are just joining us here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us here on a Sunday with Dale Campbell. And we are bringing you live a breaking story. It happened a little over 4 hours ago now, 5 hours ago, I would guess. 2 a.m. American Eastern Time, 20 gunshots fired inside Pulse nightclub. Witness reports, more witness reports are coming in as the day gets moving here for people in the U.S. Up to 40 people are injured. They're early numbers. They're very, very early numbers.
The club was dead.
They're very, very early numbers. Sorry, we keep trying to, we're crossing over just to see if the news people, the police, are making a statement. Police are due to make a statement at any moment here. Details are very vague as it stands. The mass shooting happened at Pulse, which is a gay nightclub, which is located at the heart of Orlando, which occurred, again, at 2 o'clock Sunday morning. 20 gunshots went off at rapid succession. While we're waiting for the police,
we have confirmation that just one shooter is dead. So that is one of the biggest questions.
And that is, that brings up a good point. The shooter is dead. We don't know how at this point, though. We don't know how the shooter died at this stage. Again, emergency vehicles posted. State emergency services rushed people, injured people off to the hospital, and we are long awaiting the police department to come on and make that address to the media, which they were due to do at 7 o'clock local time.
U.S. throughout the morning. Now, you're taking a live look over Pulse nightclub right now, where, as you can see, there is still a presence of law enforcement. This is a massive crime scene at this time. A number of witnesses, a number of victims, and police are trying to sort it all out. There was another shot here that we saw where there was a blown out window in the side of...
We still have no police report, but we'll bring you then, we'll continue a live witness account then from Ricardo Nujun. This one is courtesy of Sky News. The live coverage, by the way, provided by NBC Welsh 2, a local affiliate in Orlando. Here is the Sky News witness account by Ricardo Nujun.
And then a brief pause, and we just ran. A group of us just ran.
Do you know how many people there were, how many gunmen were involved in this? I mean, we've had some reports suggesting that there may have been more than one.
No, I just didn't see everybody just
taken to the hospital.
But I think it's a good floor. Thing. I had someone over me. I really didn't see.
Do you have any indication as to how many people may have been injured in this? I mean, I know, obviously, you got out as quickly as you could, but were people hit as far as you could tell?
All I can tell you is the club was packed.
Orlando,
there was over 100 people
off.
There.
You're
and if the gunman came in through the front door, then definitely people have been injured or worse.
What sort of club is it? I mean, has it got a sort of mixed crowd going to this club, or is it one particular group?
It's an LGBTQ club, though, you know, just about everyone goes, but tonight is their Latin night, but it's an LGBTQ club.
From what you saw, Ricardo, when you managed to get out of the club, were many people able to follow you? Did people manage to get out, or were there still lots of people trapped inside?
to find out what
I went out to, there were about 20, 30 people that managed to go out, just running scatter across the avenue, and then police started coming in just really quick, and they were closing off the street.
And where are you now, Orlando? Have you managed to get somewhere safe?
I'm actually in my apartment complex. Someone gave us a ride because people had their cars with the valet, so we weren't able to get to our cars, so other people were giving rides to those who managed to get out.
That is witness Ricardo. The Pulse nightclub posted an update on Facebook when the shooting was going down. They posted an update saying, everyone get out of Pulse and keep running. That was their story. We'll cross live back to Welsh 2 to see if
we're nearby. We're
there any updates.
Those people who were injured in this shooting, you heard him say he was putting his bandana in a gunshot wound.
That gentleman we just heard from, his name is Christopher Hansen, and he was still at in the area a couple hours after that. He just, you can understand, just an emotional night for him. He's treating people that have just been shot, and he's still in shock, just not knowing really what to do. He was staying around in that area for a couple hours trying to get more information about what exactly had happened. What exactly was he just a part of? Mm-hmm. Where someone storms into the club where he was and all of a sudden starts shooting, and then immediately he is now treating gunshot victims. So, you know, when this shooter opened fire, we saw so many people brought to the hospital. Some people probably went home still in shock, unable to go to sleep. And then Christopher Hansen, who by his account was helping some of those victims, was still there. I mean, he was still very emotional hours later when we spoke to him again about what he had seen and the people that he was caring about, still uncertain who was injured,
We'll cross back to Welsh to when the police get
some of those an update filled in and some of the details filled in as, again, we take a live look over Club Pulse in downtown Orlando, near the corner of Orange and Cayley Avenue, the site of a deadly mass shooting from overnight.
And as you said, Brett, we've been talking to witnesses and family members throughout the night.
We will get an update from the police. We'll bring it to you, of course, to bring people up to speed on what is happening. We have had yet another mass shooting in the U.S. This time, the stage for it is Pulse, an LGBTQ nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Up to 40 gunshots were held in the club, but Welsh 2 has been told 20 by all accounts, so anywhere between 20 and 40. The details are vague at this point. They are very vague at this point, so I do apologize for that. We are awaiting the state police to stage a press conference that they were meant to do so at 7 o'clock this morning. Still no address as we anxiously wait for this press conference to get some details brought in. And we'll bring that to you here on the Generic Live Show here on a Sunday. Want to bring some editorialized commentary into this while we wait for this coverage. We've seen time and time again on this show, and I know many people are probably thinking, well, why are you focusing on this per se? Why are you focusing so heavy on this? Well, first of all, it's a breaking story as we're going to air. I mean, we covered the Sydney siege in great detail. If you look proportionately into that story, you know, you'll see that we did cover that proportionately
when that came about. I mean, we were doing half an hour shows back when that incarnation of GLS was happening. We went overtime. We went, I think that episode totaled up at about 47 minutes, and, you know, three quarters of that was...
Back to you, Brett and Michelle.
About Sydney Siege coverage. But what... Oh, here we go. Never mind. We'll bring this up to speed. Here is
first
the state
Jimino,
from
Sheriff Demings will speak, and
the
then
address
Danny Banks
from
FDLE and Ron
the authorities
with the
in
FBI.
Florida.
They'll take a few questions afterward and answer what they can, but then we'll continue to provide updates as the day goes on.
Tonight, our community witnessed or experienced a very horrific crime. Many lives were lost and many more individuals were impacted by witnessing the crime. Many were saved, however, by the heroic efforts of the men and women of OPD, the Orange County Sheriff's Office, Seminole County Sheriff's Office. We have great cooperation from FDLE and the FBI, all our law enforcement agencies, fire departments from Orlando, Seminole County, and Orange County, and all of the hospital personnel that have been working through the night. We are a strong, resilient community. Tonight, we had a crime that will have a lasting effect on our community. We need to stand strong. We need to be supportive of the victims and their families. I'm going to ask Chief Mina to explain what happened.
Good morning. So at approximately 0202 hours this morning, we had an officer working at Pulse Nightclub who responded to shots fired. Our officer engaged in a gun battle with that suspect. The suspect at some point went back inside the club where more shots were fired. This did turn into a hostage situation. From there, obviously multiple officers from various agencies responded. SWAT team responded. At approximately 0500 hours this morning, the decision was made to rescue hostages that were in there. Our SWAT officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect. The suspect is dead. He appeared to be carrying a rifle, an assault-type rifle, and a handgun, and had some type of device on him. That's what we're doing right now, checking the area for devices. There are multiple people that are dead inside. I don't want to give anyone a number right now, but multiple people are dead inside Pulse Nightclub, and at least 42 people have been transported to various hospitals around. So do not have an exact count. Obviously, our condolences go out to the friends and family. We're going to continue to work with the FBI and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the Orange County Sheriff's Office on this joint investigation. And at this time, I'll turn it over to the sheriff.
Thank you, Chief. While this certainly is a tragedy for our community, I will reiterate what Mayor Dyer said, that this community is resilient. And this is a time in which we all should come together. The Orange County Sheriff's Office responded along with the Orlando Police Department to the initial incident. There were deputy sheriffs involved with the Orlando police personnel on the initial entry just after 2 a.m. this morning. In addition to that, members of my hazardous device team responded and have been engaged in helping to secure the scene as well. We have had as many as about 100 of my personnel who have been actively engaged in this incident. I will also reiterate that this is a collaborative effort between our federal, state, and local law enforcement authorities. At this time, the Central Florida Intelligence Exchange Center has been activated. That is our intelligence sharing consortium for this region. We will be working along with the FBI as well as the other law enforcement agencies as this investigation continues. What I would say to our community is that if you are aware of any of the activities that may have led up to this horrific scene to share that information with your local law enforcement authorities. As we move forward, we will make every effort that we can to ensure that this community remains a safe and secure community. We have that commitment from all of the local law enforcement agencies. We have multiple sheriff's offices and police agencies who have committed to work to that endeavor. And if you see some suspicious type activity, we have shared with this community in the past that our expectation is that you say something about it if there's anything that looks unusual. At this point, this is an incident, as I see it, that we can certainly classify as a domestic terror incident. At this point, I believe the next speaker is going to be the supervisory agent in charge of the regional Florida Department of Law Enforcement officer, Officer Danny Banks.
Thank you, Sheriff. I'll reiterate a couple of things that were already said, but importantly, I know one of the most important questions for the state and even nationally is, do we consider this an act of terrorism? Absolutely, we are investigating this from all parties' perspective as an act of terrorism. Any time that we have potentially dozens of victims in any of our communities, then I think we can qualify that as a terrorist activity. Whether that's a domestic terrorist activity or an international one is certainly something we will get to the bottom of. We're glad to have the partnerships that we've already spoken about, particularly the partnership of the FBI here. One of the important things that obviously we'll get to the bottom of is, did we have any indicators before this event happened today? We will have some more information, I'm sure, forthcoming to all of you about who this individual is. Was he a lone wolf? Does he have any associates? Those are certainly all of the things that will be looked into now as part of our intelligence and investigative activities. The state of Florida is a huge state, certainly for a lot of different reasons. One of them, tourism and our industry and our businesses here. And we have no suggestion that there's any threat to either of those, either today or in the near future. But that certainly is a concern. Right now, it's important. The message we want to put out is we have no indication of other types of activities similar to last night's activity, either in the state of Florida or anywhere else in the nation right now. But we are putting every resource, collective resource that we have together to validate that statement and to ensure the safety of the remainder of our citizens, not only through today, but through the next weeks. As the sheriff said, I really want to reiterate the point. Our See Something, Say Something campaign is valid, it works. We want to encourage people to use that. As you come up with and you're aware of information that is concerning to you, it's concerning to us. If you're aware of information relative to people, either conversations, social media, or actions of people in our community that you believe could threaten the rest of us, please let law enforcement know. Use those tools to let law enforcement be aware of that information so that we can act on it. I'll turn over the rest of the interview now to our Assistant Special Agent in Charge for the FBI Orlando Office, Ron Hopper.
Thank you, Danny. Let me start by saying I offer the condolences to all the friends and family members that are victims to this senseless, tragic act of violence this morning. FBI stands shoulder to shoulder with everyone you see here to address this matter. We are not just looking at this from one perspective. I will tell you that every resource in the FBI will be brought to bear on this investigation. And I would echo what Mr. Banks just said, in that at this time, at this particular time, there's no reason to believe, we have no credible or singular information to suggest that there's any further threat to Orlando or the surrounding area or anywhere else as it relates to this particular incident. I would caution everyone to be mindful that the FBI is known for slow, methodical, detailed investigations. We will follow the facts, we will see where they lead us to, and we will take them to the ultimate end. There's nothing we won't do to get to the bottom of this case, and we will be prepared to present any information we can, when we can and are able to present it to you. We would look forward to being as completely transparent as possible. I will tell you that we here in the Orlando region, that, especially with the FBI and the partnerships we share here,
those people that you hear are the local, state,
we will
and
do
federal authorities
so
bringing you updates
no
on this case. We do have to take our break here.
Relate back to today's events. Please
but we will continue to bring
and
you updates.
I would urge you to call the 1-800-CALL-FBI public access line. We have phones standing by to take any type of
We will continue to bring you updates, however, throughout the GLS broadcast on this tragic event.
Thank you.
Four questions. I did want to add a few more things. There were at least nine officers that were involved in the shooting of the suspect. One of our officers was injured. It appears his Kevlar helmet saved his life. So he has a injury to his eye, but it looks like the bullet did hit his Kevlar helmet. So nine officers involved in the shooting and one officer injured, but not that seriously. So it looks like that Kevlar helmet saved his life. So I think we'll take questions now.
They are taking questions from the audience. We do have to take our break here as we continue here on the Generic Live Show here on a Thursday. Well, we will continue with our regular broadcast, but continue to bring you updates on this tragic event that happened just 2 hours ago. And it was continuing to unfold when people were being rushed out of the Pulse nightclub after a three-hour standoff. We'll bring you updates and on this story. Plus, a prominent former Australian politician endorses a candidate in this race. We'll tell you more as we continue. It's 9:23. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show here on a Sunday. Well, tragic news out of the US this morning.
No indication that this was related to the Christina Grimmie.
God, we continued our coverage through the song, through the ad break. Would you look at that? Non-stop coverage here on the Generic Live Show. No, forgot that I paused that. I don't know why it continued to start playing again. This tragic event out of the US, GLS HQ has been following it since it started at 2:02 local time this morning in the US, so a little over five and a half hours ago here on a Sunday, open gunfire started in what started outside Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, in the heart of Orlando, Florida, located on Orange Avenue and Keeley Street. And gunfire ceased at around 5 a.m. So about 2.5 hours ago, gunfire ceased. And people started being transported to the hospital. There are no official injury or death count at this stage. Though it is reported that approximately 42 people still remain in the Pulse nightclub, yet to be seeked a medical attention. The sheriff urges people in Florida to come together in a situation like this, and the FBI has indeed classed this as domestic terrorism. The state has issued no further threat to the people of Florida or Orlando, though it's cautionary that it is a big state. The shooter has indeed been reported dead in this case. There were 9 officers involved with the shootout this morning outside Pulse nightclub. One officer did sustain injuries, though is still reeling from what appears to be an eye injury, according to reports. So he is reeling from that. We are running really, really behind, but for good reason, as we bring you updates on this Orlando shooting this morning. I was going to make a point before I got cut off by the coverage from the authorities. I'm not disproportionately covering this. We spent a whole hour on the Paris attacks. We spent 3/4 of our show that we were doing half our shows back then on the Sydney siege. And they're becoming more prominent. But you got to think the Sydney siege was in 2012 and the Paris attacks was last November. So you got to think that this is not disproportionary. Plus also, this is breaking news. This is how breaking news works. This is how you cover breaking news. You bring it to the people as it happens. It sucks that you have to reschedule your broadcasting, but this is why you get into news broadcasting, my friends. And I hate to break it to you. I want to bring you this real quick before we take our next break. Bob Hawke, former Prime Minister of Australia, 22nd, I am led to believe, Prime Minister of Australia, urges people to vote Labour for the upcoming election. Surprise, as he was a Labour candidate. Here is Bob Hawke, 89, would you believe that, out there endorsing Bill Shorten over the weekend, by the way, endorsing an endorsement for Bill Shorten from former Prime Minister Bob Hawke. Here he is giving a talk about Medicare in our country.
In 1983, the Hawke Labor government introduced Medicare. The Liberals were totally against it. And now the Liberals have set up a Medicare privatisation task force. Everybody knows you don't set up a Medicare privatisation task force unless you aim to privatise Medicare. Help Bill Shorten and Labor stand up to protect Medicare, which means protecting you and your family.
That is Bob Hawke, right there. Right there. Bob Hawke, right there. He didn't endorse Bill Shorten in that clip, but he did later give an endorsement of Bill Shorten while Bill Shorten was out on the campaign trail in Townsville. I will say this for Bob Hawke. He's done a lot in his time, and now he's out there on the campaign trail in 2016. He was widely liked back in 1983 when he induced Labour as well. As we continue here on GLS, well, lots to see and do in the political spectrum. We'll bring you all up to date on politics and on politics and what exactly is going on. Well, lots to see, lots to do. It's 9:31. Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show here on a Sunday. Now, I don't know if my microphone was muted in that last segment. I guess we'll find out soon enough. Thanks for joining us here on air. I looked at my program and it said my microphone was muted, so I don't know when I muted that and when I unmuted it. So hopefully we don't have a whole segment of time that is just nothing. I hope. My life. What has my life become? We'll soon see. Thanks so much for joining us here on GLS. Lots to see and lots to do. We'll bring you up to speed, of course, on the tragic situation out of Florida this morning. The authorities, about 10 minutes ago, brought some more details to light on this story in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Still no official numbers, however, the gunfire showdown started at 2:02 Eastern Time in Florida, in Orlando specifically. No official numbers, like I mentioned. 42 people remain, however, at 7:35, remain inside the Pulse nightclub. That's how dire this situation is. Excuse me while I readjust myself. Look at that. At 5 o'clock, the gunfire stopped. The gunfire initially started outside the nightclub and then continued inside when authorities started firing back. At 5 o'clock local time, the gunfire stopped and people were started to be rushed to the hospital. The sheriff mentioned a couple of things as well. He mentioned that the people of Florida and America need to come together at a time like this. And he did declare it, and the FBI also declared it, an act of domesticated terrorism. There is no further threat to the people of Florida as a whole at this stage, though he acknowledged that Florida is a huge state. 9 officers were involved with the shootout. One officer sustained an eye injury but will recover promptly from that. So they're the latest details that we have for you at this time on this story. We're moving on to something a bit lighter. You know, we need something a little bit light. You know what? I am going to do this. I'm going to bring you something a little bit lighter. Barack Obama was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. First ever appearance on The Tonight Show. And there was lots to see and lots to do. Trust me, there was lots to see and lots to do. Particularly this, what I determined to be a ridiculous and utter worship of politicians, which brings me to do a little piece, what I like to call Everyone Bow Down to Jesus That Isn't Jesus. It's not really called that, but I've deemed it that now. Here is a part. It's 7 minutes long. It's called Slow Jam the News with President Obama.
Obama still has 8 months left in office before his second term is up. Naturally, this is the time to look back on all he's accomplished over the past 8 years. You know, I was going to make a joke about this, but I don't think it needs a joke. I think it needs to be slow jammed. You know what I'm talking about, Tariq?
Yeah, Jimmy. I think you're saying you like to slow jam this news.
That's right. I want to slow jam the news, and I'm not the only one.
And that is when President Obama comes out of the curtain. We're just going to play a snippet here. I don't know what this is. As we skip ahead. No, it won't let me.
It was too tired, stressed, said it had a headache. But Barack lit some candles and got some silky satin sheets.
Silky satin sheets now.
He told the American people, yes, we can.
Yes, we can. It's all right. He created tons of jobs for you and me. And he's got one more left for Hillary.
You know, okay, as a person who is politically left, wow, shocking, right? Revolutions with Dale Campbell on a Sunday. But I don't get political worship. I really don't. The hell is that? Like, we all know Hillary Clinton is the presumptive Democratic nominee. Why are we getting ahead of ourselves? Let's tell people what is factually true. She is the presumptive Democratic nominee. Whether she will become the actual nominee or not is another story. Here's more of Obama slow jamming the news.
Look, Jimmy, the TPP allows American businesses to sell their products both at home and abroad. The more we sell abroad, the more higher-paying jobs we provide here at home. It's that simple.
So what you're saying is this trade deal will help put everyday Americans back to work, 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 work. Put it back to work.
Why do I do this job again? I'm confused. What am I doing with my life that I have to sit through 20 minutes of Barack Obama coverage on tonight's show? And hey, well, at least I'm putting you all through this as well. We get stuff like this.
Work, 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 work.
We get stuff like that, and we get stuff like this.
Still yet to come. Thank you, Mr. President. Best days are still yet to come. Since then, we've added more than 14 million new jobs.
And yes, but President Obama, although I will say the next 3 minutes.
You're nearing the end of your.
Although I will say, this is probably. This next exchange is probably the best exchange. As Jimmy's writers burn Obama on a lot of things. This is pretty much probably the best part of the interview.
Thank you, President Obama's birth certificate. He used to carry you around to prove he was American. Now he needs to carry you around to prove he's only 54.
What? That's probably pretty good. And here's another Hillary mention.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for possibly becoming the first president. I would have said female, but someone deleted the email.
You know, if that is the single best moment of your 20 minutes with Barack Obama on your talk show, then yeah. Hey, Obama, come on GLS, where we'll actually... You know, we'll have an interview, you know, like real people do. Radical concept, right? Actual interviews with real people, with real, you know, with real values. Yeah, great. What? I get that talk shows, and Obama and Jimmy did sit down to talk, you know, politics. Not rough and tumble politics, but sanitized politics for about 20 minutes. Not 20 minutes, about 2 minutes of the 20-minute window. Obama was on The Tonight Show for 20 minutes. So much so that I was knocking my microphone around. Look, would you look at that? And I don't... Yeah, I don't know. It just irritates me. It really does. I don't know why, though. I get that the late shows are meant to be fun, are meant to be silly, they're meant to be slapped on, but there's a line, my friends. There's a fine, fine line. But, you know, I've got to just go sometimes. and explode. Speaking of which, speaking of exploding, on the other side of the aisle, Romney, Mitt Romney, is still at it against Donald Trump. Yeah, well, still, take a listen.
I don't want to see trickle-down racism. I don't want to see a president of the United States saying things which change the character of the generations of Americans that are following. Presidents have an impact on the nature of our nation. And trickle-down racism, trickle-down bigotry, a trickle-down misogyny, all these things are extraordinarily dangerous to the heart and character of America. And so I'm not looking for Mr. Trump to change a policy that more aligns with my own. This is not a matter of just policy. It's more a matter of character and integrity.
You think he's a racist?
Oh, I think his comments time and again appeal to the racist tendency that exists in some people, and I think that's very dangerous.
By the way, how could you just not say yes? Just say yes. The whole reason why I'm here is to say that he is racist. Could you not just say that? Why? I don't get it. Why could you not just say yes? I think he's racist. I think he is racist. I think if he gets elected, I think the country as a whole will move racist. And even if, yeah, I understand this is politics and you have to kind of, I kind of have to knock over my microphone all the time. I get that you can kind of not say that, but I think at the same time, I think, well, could you not, if you have to flower that response in, you know, if you have to flower that response in kind of colouring, you know, your colouring response is, well, yeah, I kind of, he's racist, yeah, he is. Or you could say, I believe that his behaviour encourages racism, or his actions speak louder than words. I mean, this is me listening to conservative morning talk show at large here, which I don't know, but between that and my Captain America comments last week, apart from that, I feel like people grill me from not listening to the typical, listening to a political morning show that doesn't align with my values, which, yeah, well, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother story. But they have this whole mantra that actions speak louder than words. I mean, that is a political thing to say. You can say that and still get away with it, Romney. You ran for president. You're smarter than you know, running around the bush when it comes to questions. The question is, do you think Donald Trump's a racist? Your answer can be quite simply yes. Considering, actually, no, it's not that. It's this. Where is it? Your answer is
yes.
That's your answer right there. but yeah, when you've made this whole hubbub about how Donald Trump's, you're anti-endorsed, I don't know how, condemned, I guess is the correct word for that. But you can make your answer so sharp. Plus, also, you don't have anything to lose, for crying out loud. You have zero to lose. You have no involvement in this election cycle. You're not in the political race for office. You have zero to lose. So going softball on answers in interviews like this one and many others over the last couple of months, you can go hard on him. You've got zero to lose. Well, you know, there is that. Let's continue here on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. We'll bring you up to speed on a tragic event out of Florida. Plus, also, we've got a review of a review. Many people love it when I do a review of a review. This time, it's about the Culture Club in Melbourne. You know, the last time I did a review of a review, it was from Oprah's live show, and it wasn't great. So here is a review of a review here on GLS. It's 9:49. Found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday with Dale Campbell. Thanks so much for joining us. Here on a Sunday, lots to see and lots to do. We've been here for a while. For those who don't listen live and listen to the archives, we did start about 10 minutes early in the broadcast to bring you a live breaking news in the first hour of the broadcast. We'll bring you all the highlights, all highlights of the first hour in our second hour, of course. That's what the two-hour broadcast is. But you really need to be here live to listen to the raw emotion and really bad producing skills of mine to fully appreciate the show. We are here. We're going to be here every single Sunday from 9 till 11 here on GLS. On a Sunday, that's 7 till 9 a.m. on Sunday in the U.S. Eastern Time. Brought you, we came on a little bit earlier, about 10-15 minutes earlier, to start bringing you coverage of live coverage of the tragic event that happened in Florida or in Orlando at the shooting at the Pulse Club. But we'll bring you the headlines a bit after 10 o'clock here. Here on a Sunday, we'll bring you up to date in about 10 minutes' time on that. But first, everyone loves when I do review of a review. It's time for a review of a review. And this time, we're reviewing the review of Culture Club, the June 10th showing at the Rod Laver Arena. Boy George, actually, you know what? I do funny voices for these. Michael Dua. All right, what voice does he have? You see a Boy George concert. Boy George has learned to craft wisdom where he finds it. I don't know what that voice is. Oh, I'm staying with it. It was Sly Stone who knew he had regrets, but close not remember them, but choose not to remember them. And it was Coco Chanel. That's too funny. It's Coco Chanel. You know, Coco Chanel. I'm not doing the silly voice. Who said that thing about was always wearing hats? Okay. But the silent quote for the thousands of feet. What? Wow, that's really bad writing. At the Culture Club's first Melbourne show in 16 years, he attributed to the guitarist, keyboard player Roy Hay, quote, "If you grew up with a Culture Club poster on your wall," unquote, the singer noted with genuine humility, quote, "you're probably a bit more open-minded," close quote. For all the glittering emptiness of much of pop music, illustrated on this occasion by the support act of Kids in the Kitchen and Danny Minogue, of all people, it was truth that filled the arena with something bigger than nostalgia. The opening video montage spelled out the highs and lows of George Ohold and Friends Rocket Ride for 30 years ago in less than 2 minutes. But Pop's self-described drag queen actually changed the world back then, and his easy laughter and warm banter smoke of gratitude, then pride as songs... What? Gratitude than pride... More than gratitude... More of gratitude than pride as he sung the songs that helped him do it. I mean, you could break up that sentence. Church of the Poisoned Mind, It's a Miracle, and I'll Tumble for Ya made a mighty persuasive opening. I don't know how you make a persuasive opening at a concert. You're all there. Hang on. Hold the phone. You make a persuasive opening? How do you make a persuasive opening at a concert? That makes zero sense. That makes negative 2 cents. George Pale Pink Aviator Ensemble was fetching. Why do I do this? But the 12-piece band behind him, yikes, made it clear we're here for the musical event, again in contrast with local acts' blatant reliance on hard drive accompaniment. Three fiery gospel singers, a trio of horns, and a partridge in a pear tree, no, I'm just kidding, and plenty of keyboards and guitars put a lump in a few thousand throats. Oh, in the peaks of Victims, the show emotional highest, Desperate George. What? Emotional highlight. Despite George's curiously costumed change into a fluoro and canopy sectum. Alrighty. He is flawless, if slightly thicker voice, though he has earned. Aired on two chatty sites, even given a lot of set, determined to showcase creative progress as well as every gold nugget in the bank. A different man, and like I used to, compared a fab slice of funk from the club's still unreleased album last year. Tribes. That's one sentence. But the sodacy More Than Silence and a Johnny Cash homage titled Runaway Train tied in patience in the home stretch. When we all knew Karma Chameleon was the only song to follow Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Which is fine. Still, that was impossible to be mad at the man in black and white Willy Wonka's suit, his third wardrobe change. He strolled at the lip on stage, calling for random strangers gorgeous and generally relishing every moment of a comeback that feels for once like it might trump guilty pleasure with upset warmth and musically. There you go. 4 stars. I would rate the review, I don't know. I would give it 6 Tito's. I mean, it's grammatically incorrect. Sure, I'd give it that. As we continue here on GLS, well, lots of politics going on, and we'll get down and dirty with it. Hope you don't mind politics. It's 10 o'clock.